from WSIU News, I'm Jeff Williams. Good morning. It is Friday, January 23rd. We have pretty much already reached our high temperature of 23 today. Look for temperatures to fall throughout the day today, down to around 10 degrees by late this afternoon into early evening. Otherwise, partly sunny today, gusty north winds. We'll see wind chill values as low as minus 2 this afternoon. That winter storm that everyone's been talking about is on its way. A winter storm warning is in effect from midnight through 7 p.m. on Sunday. Also, a cold weather advisory is in effect from 6 p.m. tonight through 1 p.m. tomorrow. Wind chills expected from minus 2 to minus 12. The latest National Weather Service forecast out of Paducah this morning indicates at least 8 inches of snow will fall across the region, with some areas receiving 12 inches or more. Right now, the forecast model indicates the heaviest snow will fall along a line from Cape Girardeau northeast through Marion to Evansville, Indiana. That area likely will see up to a foot of snow. Most of the region will see 3 to 5 inches of snow during the day tomorrow, with another 3 to 6 inches tomorrow night through Sunday afternoon. Right now, most of the region will see mainly snow with a little sleet. The far southern part of the region along the Ohio River in southern Illinois and western Kentucky could see more sleet and freezing rain along with the snow. In addition to the snow and sleet, dangerously cold Arctic air will dominate the weekend. Daytime highs expected to be in the low teens, with nightly lows dipping below zero by Sunday. The extreme cold will stay with us on Monday before warming up closer to freezing on Tuesday. Well, Rachel Trevino is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Paducah. She says the frigid air will also move into the region at the same time as the snows. Wind chills will drop below zero Saturday and Sunday nights, and that will impact cleanup from the storm.
It is going to stay cold. It's going to be very hard to clean this up. I know that what they use to pre-treat roads has a hard time with such cold conditions, so this may be a very challenging cleanup after this event ends.
Trevino expects the sleet and freezing rain to remain primarily in southeast Missouri, western Kentucky, and Tennessee. The Illinois Department of Transportation is already hitting the roads, preparing for this weekend snow. IDOT crews are pre-treating surfaces like bridge and sharp curves in advance of the storm. Don Johnson is the spokesperson for IDOT's District 9. She says drivers may see dark streaks on the pavement. The pre-treatment helps prevent ice from bonding to the road surface. District 9 maintains 3,600 miles of state roads in the southern 16 counties of Illinois. Johnson says the full fleet is activated and available to respond to the storm. IDOT suggests you only travel if it's necessary during the storm this weekend. If you are out and about this weekend, American Red Cross Communications Manager Ann Vastman says to dress in layers and make sure you have a hat and gloves.
Because your ears, your nose, your fingers, those are at risk first for frostbite. So we want to make sure that we're keeping those covered and then limiting the amount of time that we have to spend outdoors.
Vastman says since most people will be stuck indoors, it's important to take precautions to prevent fires and guard your home's pipes from freezing during the extreme cold. In other news today, Governor J.B. Pritzker's office has identified nearly $500 million in spending the state of Illinois can hold in reserve for the current fiscal year amid federal funding uncertainty. The governor had directed certain agencies last September to identify 4% of allocated spending that they could do without. The identified reserves amount to less than 1% of the state's overall budget. A senior administration official told Capital News Illinois the 4% goal was designed to be a target for agencies rather than a mandate. The officials stressed that the agencies cannot cut spending as the funds are appropriated by the legislature, but agencies can keep funds in reserve. Most of the reserves were earmarked for health care and human services. The senior administration official also says the Department of Health Care and Family Services will forego transferring $200 million to the Health Care Provider Relief Fund because that fund will have enough to make it through the fiscal year without the additional money. Pritzker's administration also does not plan to release $29.5 million in funding for higher education that was already reserved in the budget. Pritzker will deliver his budget address on February 18th, and senior officials say lawmakers should not be surprised to hear a conservative approach to budgeting and an emphasis on tough choices. Well, weather-wise today, it's kind of the calm before the storm. Partly sunny skies. It will be cold today. We're going to see our temperatures drop down to around 10 degrees by late this afternoon into early evening. We'll also see wind chill values as low as minus 2. The good news is that your travel and commute today and tonight shouldn't have any problems. Tomorrow, well, that's going to be a different story, as that winter storm warning is in effect from midnight tonight through 7 p.m. on Sunday. The entire region is likely to see at least 8 inches of snow. Some of the area will see as much as 12 inches or more of snow over the course of Saturday into Sunday. Also, that cold weather advisory remains in effect from 6 p.m. tonight through 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon, as wind chills are expected to reach minus 2 to minus 12 degrees. We're going to stay in the deep freeze through Monday. We'll see the sunshine coming back, but it's only going to be a high of 14. By Tuesday, more sunshine in the forecast, and we might get close to reaching the freezing point. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU News.